Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Keep the right company. Joshua 13, verse 20. The one who walks with the wise will be wise, but the one who keeps company with fools will reap destruction. That verse may sound harsh, but oh, the truth that it contains. Years and years and years ago, when I was a juvenile probation officer, one of the things that was required by myself and the judge was for those who came before the court to restrict those who they kept company with. They were prevented from associating with the ones that had been with them when they committed the crimes that brought them before the court. It may seem harsh, but the reality was wrong company often breeds wrong living and criminal activity. That is why even for those who have not committed crimes, but always find themselves in difficult situations, find it important to get into right groups, small groups within the church. Small group ministry is so very, very important. And if you are not involved in a small group, I urge you to do so as soon as possible. Fortunately, I serve a church that is more described as a small group than a large church. And the association that we have is so sweet and so precious. But even within large congregations, there are small groups that will challenge one another to right living, to walking consistently, by giving accountability for what we spend our time doing. And in just that association by telephone call or by going out and having a cup of coffee or whatever it might happen to be, just spending time with one another, it draws us close to each other and close to the Lord. I urge you as much as possible, find someone that you can call and associate with, that you can challenge and be challenged by, that by going together before the Lord, you will become stronger and stronger as the days pass. Heavenly Father, we're living in a time when it is so important that we find those who have a like faith as ours, those who may be going through struggles themselves, but they have done so with the Lord on their side. And Lord, as we travel this pathway that leads to glory, I pray, Lord, that we might find someone that is close to us, or more than one, a group, a small group that we can be accountable to, and who will be accountable to us. And together we can grow stronger as we make the journey to glory. What a day that will be when we're all gathered together in the wonderful heaven that you are preparing for us. But until that time, Lord, as we struggle through this life, might we struggle with those who are going through it together with us. Guide us and direct us, Lord, throughout the days of our life. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Pastor Cecil reminds us regularly of the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailydevotional.com and clicking on the section that says, The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you follow along every day at the end of the year, you'll have worked your way through the entire Holy Bible, and you'll get to hear Pastor Cecil's special prayer for the day at the end of the reading. Please invite others who could use the encouragement to read or listen to today's devotional. If you're not currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals directly to your own email address, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.